Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. I actually have the guys from Crop coming out later today. I told you, bad beat, need a new air conditioning unit for the upstairs.
Got to tell Deuce 7 as soon as you walked into the house.
This really frustrates me because when you buy a new house, you pay for an inspection.
Yep.
Okay? And when you do the inspection, they go through the house and they're supposed to run everything. They're supposed to check everything. Now, the one thing I'll say is they may have turned on the unit and it was blowing air. And when they did the inspection, it was much colder. And so maybe you don't determine that it's not working, but there's a leak and there's rusty coils and all that kind of stuff, so I'm gonna have to get a new one, which is a bad beat, but luckily I have the people from Crop Metcalf to lean on.
Very good.
Ben was setting up Jason's house just a couple days before me.
Yeah, and I still got an issue too. So hot, you know, top floors at night is just the worst.
Yep.
I mean, it's just brutal.
All right, is JLC on the line? Yeah.
All right, we got Jason Locke on for Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Insider Call is brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference 2.0 podcast series, available on odyssey.com/Dell. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns. New episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. What's up,
Jason? What's how are you, man?
What's up?
I'm okay.
Busy
how
weekend
you?
For you?
Yeah, not too bad. It's all right. It's good.
Yeah,
Did you watch every single minute of the entire draft?
No.
How could you?
Very few too people much. Do that.
Well, Saturday, at the end, I
punch out.
Went
right?
to dinner with my wife. Yeah. I'm taking my life back.
Right. Exactly. What jumped out at you in the first round? It was kind of as wild there for a moment as people thought. A lot of moving around a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, look, five quarterbacks, so that's going to tell the tale of the draft. A couple of them are going to flame out. That's just, you know,
nature,
the way it goes. And a couple might be generational, and one might have a really long career as a starter, but, you know, middle-of-the-road guy. There's just so much projection that goes into it, and especially in a year like this. So, you know, that obviously was one of the trends. You guys don't have to worry a whole lot about pass rush there, but the rest of the league does. And, you know, I had a hard time any of those kids taken in the first round saying, oh, that's the guy. That's the one. He'll be an all pro. He'll be a difference maker. There's a lot of variance of opinion. You've got guys who look the part, but, you know, come play a season. I mean, you're 6'5". You run a 4.37. You can bench a house, and you couldn't get a sack in the Big Ten. And I don't recall any Big Ten offensive linemen dominating the first round of the draft. You know what I mean? You've got kids who've opted out. It's all over the place, and I'll be fascinated to see which one or two really come away and make a difference, short and long term. but not, you know, no defensive lineman in the first round. That's, you know, interior defensive lineman. That's a shocker. Not that it happened, because if you studied this draft, you could see that, you know, maybe one gets in, but that's it. But just historically, that's, you know what I mean? That's not the norm. You know, the safeties, the order that they went in and when they started to go, I think surprised some people as well.
So when Lance went 3 to San Francisco, you know, all the mocks had all different, you know, predictions. They had Jones. A lot of them had Jones going there. Some had Lance. Some had Fields. Who knows? But this is going to make or break Kyle Shanahan, this pick.
Oh, yeah.
Know? This is it. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's interesting that it happens in a year where 5 go in the, you know, first 15 picks. Mm-hmm. So you've got, you know, one of every 3 picks in the first half of the first round is a quarterback. And as I said at the top, somebody got it right and somebody got it okay, and a couple people just got themselves fired. We won't know for a couple of years which one that is. I do think Trey Lance makes a whole lot more sense to me than Mac Jones. And I fell into the Mac Jones trap really after his performance art Liar's Lunch, where he's talking about Armageddon and just trust me and, you know, I'll keep the world from ending. I'll pick the right quarterback. And, yeah, I might have to trade Jimmy G. Mm-hmm. Up until that point, I didn't get the Mac Jones thing because I'm like, well, if you're drafting Mac Jones, it's to play sooner rather than later. It's because he's your plug-and-play extension of your brain, and, oh, he's so smart, and, oh, he processes. So why would you pay somebody else $25 million to play the position and not him? Trey Lance, however, with how little he's played and how little he's played against what you would call big-time competition, at 3, is that a little rich? It may prove to be. He wasn't going to go that much later, though, in this particular draft. And I do get him needing a redshirt year. I think that would be in the best interest of him, would be in the best interest of Kyle Shanahan, would be in the best interest of that football team. Now, at some point in the course of that season, is Lance getting on the field more and looking like he could be the guy? Maybe, and if so, that's a great first-world problem to have. But I just think that makes more sense than Mac Jones, who doesn't have – I think the Mac Jones you get in 2022 – is probably going to look a lot like the Mac Jones in 2025 and 2030. I think, you know, athletically and things like that, I think he's kind of sort of plateaued. He might get a little stronger, what have you, but his game is what it is. It's a matter of, is he the perfect functionary for you? And I think New England's a great spot for him. Doesn't mean it's going to work, but I get him at 15 and Lance at 3 a whole lot more than I would have got the opposite, even though I mocked the opposite.
Jason, a major head-scratcher for me is what Denver is doing at quarterback, especially in a division where they have to deal with Mahomes, Carr, and Herbert.
Yeah.
They're going to go with a combo of Bridgewater and Drew Lock. I mean, are they done there? Is there another act here? I know that we've heard the rumors about Aaron Rodgers getting dealt. I don't think he's going to get dealt, but I mean, how can they compete with just Bridgewater and Lock with
and
the rest
Fields
of those quarterbacks there?
Fields was sitting there, and they took Surtain.
Yeah. Well, I think there will be some – I'm a big Fields guy. I think these narratives, these anti-Fields narratives got way out of control. And I wouldn't bet against that kid. I think he's the second-best prospect in this draft. Excuse me. I think the Jets at 2 could be answering questions about this for years. I think certainly when you start talking about Denver, you know, look, even Atlanta, I think Pitts will be great, but I think Matt Ryan is a declining asset. Now, the owner didn't want to blow that thing up. He wants to still win with this quarterback he's paid whatever $200 million to over the years. I don't think he's going to. I think, you know, Carolina's another one. I mean, Justin Fields or Sam Darnold, who would I rather have? I'd rather have Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. They could have had both. They, you know, chose not to. I do think there will be a number of teams that look back and say we should have grabbed that quarterback when we had a chance. Denver among them. What are they trying to do? Well, I mean, the GM, George Payton, came from Minnesota. When he was the assistant GM there, they hired Mike Zimmer, a guy who was a whole lot like Vic Fangio. And they built up a defense, and they played kind of keep it simple, stupid football with Teddy Bridgewater. And I think that's what they're risk averse. They're a conservative, kind of a throwback team, and they feel like if they added the best defensive player in the draft on their board, which is what they did, doesn't mean it's right, and add that to the core they already have on that side of the ball, they think they have more athletes who can slow down the Mahomes of the world, and they're going to try to win games, you know, in the mid-20s. Is that feasible or not, especially in that division? I don't know, guys. I would not have been passing on Justin Fields personally.
Yeah, it's unfair, but I think it's obvious that the Haskins experience hurt Fields. And I think from what we've heard from some people, we had Charlie on and some others, that they see some of the same things. Now, he's more athletic. You don't buy that?
I don't even want to go down that road. Well, Carson Wentz turned out to be kind of selfish and pretty moody. And the first time things went bad for him, it didn't go so great. So, like, should Trey Lance have had to wear that?
Of course it's not fair. You know what I mean?
I just think that is just really lazy and ridiculous, if we're being honest.
Well, if you look at it from this perspective of same offense, same system, I mean, Fields definitely a better athlete. There's no question about it. But I think they were concerned. JP said it maybe because they run longer routes and that sort of thing, or the guys are wide open. But they're concerned that he holds the ball too long. I mean, I would have taken the Fields over Lance, but that's what we heard.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are certainly different evaluations being made, and people seeing things differently, and in some cases maybe seeing what they want to see to reinforce an inherent bias one way or the other. I'll say this. If Trevor Lawrence isn't in this draft, Urban Meyer's taking Justin Fields first overall. There isn't 6 months of hand-wringing about it. There isn't, I don't know, he could be a bust. Oh, what if he falls into the 20s? Who shall break his fall? It's not this whole thing of he can't, you know, he doesn't read the field. He can't see the second level. I just think he's going with Urban Meyer, and it makes a lot of sense, and everybody gets it. You know, I think he's a tremendous young man, everything I've heard about him. I think he's a tremendous competitor, and he played a lot, compared to some of the other kids in this draft. He played a lot of football against teams that are loaded with future NFL players, and he held up really well. So I think sometimes these guys overthink things. They get way too bogged down in the weeds and concerned about perception rather than reality. I I'll go back to the Jets. Who am I buying in that with that franchise? Well, I mean, good luck with that franchise. But with that franchise in that city, wearing the burden of all the failed quarterbacks past, who do I think would have a better chance to use that as motivation and succeed? I would take Fields over Wilson in that scenario 8 days a week. Doesn't mean I'm right, but that's just where I would have been on it. And you know, again, we'll see how all this plays out.
Speaking of playing out, since we're talking about quarterbacks, let's go to quarterbacks who are under contract with teams. But how do you see it playing out for Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson down the road?
Start with Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, you don't want to play chicken with him. You're going to swerve your car before he does. When he decides to get on the road to play chicken with you, when you have become the enemy, when you have become the perpetrator of wrongs upon him, you're blinking before him. So
I agree with that. I don't think he's playing.
They can talk all they want about he's our guy and, oh, we love him. And the time to throw your arms around him was before you put him on the clock and embarrassed him in front of all his peers and picked a project quarterback and moved up to the first round to do it and gave him no inkling of what you were thinking. That train's left the station. Does he sit out for a while or whatever to make it happen? I don't know. But him versus Mark Murphy, my money's on him. Deshaun, I don't know. I mean, I don't think you're going to see Deshaun Watson in an NFL building for a long time, certainly not until there's more clarity about this is a legal situation, it's a league situation, it's a civil situation. I don't think Deshaun Watson has any short-term future playing football. And long-term, I think, will depend on how, you know, these various findings and how some of these situations are adjudicated. Who was number three? I'm sorry.
Russell Wilson.
I think next year, come January, I think Russell Wilson will probably be, Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, I could see being at a similar spot that Matt Stafford and the Lions were last year, where they're working together to facilitate the best ending possible, the best sort of breakup possible for all parties.
Wow.
Interesting. So getting back to the Rodgers thing real quick, they could just call his bluff. You think Aaron Rodgers would sit out? I don't know if he would.
Yeah. Oh, I think he would.
What's he care?
Yeah.
I don't think he would do that. I think it's just a plan. He wants that big money extension. I know he'd like to get out. What do you, if you're going to trade for Aaron Rodgers, what do you have to give up? You got to give up a ton.
I mean, we'll. I don't know. I mean, two ones and something else. How many teams are in it?
You think only two ones for Aaron Rodgers, still at his prime?
Maybe three. I mean, I got to know. Like, it depends on the market. How weakened is their position? Is this being done right before the season ends? Is this being done at the trade? I mean, I'm sorry, right before the season begins? Right. Is it being done at the deadline? You know, there's a lot of variables, but I don't think this – this for him is personal. He's got money. He has a lifestyle he enjoys. He loves football, but he's never viewed himself as someone who's defined by football. And I think when he gets himself, and it doesn't matter what I think. I've talked to enough
weird.
People who know this cat for
he's
a long time.
When he's an aloof guy, man. He's different.
Sold on a certain position, it is almost impossible not to. And another reason why I would tend to say I would not negate his ability to be incredibly stubborn and take this into the season. He now has his agents. Like, the whole Athletes First factory is now trying to – it's public now, and it's not really under wraps anymore. And I think the people around him realize the only way to make Aaron happy is to no longer convince him that, well, we'll just get you this $40 million and you do this for another year and then you'll get traded. It's to facilitate something much, much sooner than that. Because he's not going to budge.
But he was pissed last year. He was just as pissed last year as he was this year. And he played.
Yes, he did.
Man, I just don't see
it. And he played incredibly well, and he felt like they let him down, including the coach at the end.
Yeah, I don't think he liked the way it ended.
I mean, they went.
He came out and said what he said after that game.
Yeah.
They started getting phone calls within 12 hours because he sent a message to the marketplace, come and get me. Like, this is I'm done breaking my neck for these cats. Like, you thought you were going to get 2 years plus out of me. No, you just got it. That was it. That's the best it's going to be. I threw 50 touchdown passes for you, and it wasn't enough, and you didn't put the ball in my hands when I had a chance to close my Green Bay career the way I wanted to. Because you might have thought you bought yourself 2 years when you did that last year, but no.
Well, he should have run it in on third down then.
Yeah, he should have run the ball instead of throwing it.
Well, you thought he had an extra down.
Idiot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see who's right. It'll be interesting.
All right, Jason. Appreciate
Thanks, Jay.
It as always.
Take it easy, guys. Have a good week. Thank
you. Talk to you soon.
Jason LaConfora, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Coming up next, we're going to open up EB's entertainment page. Apparently, there's an actor with a flabby body. We'll find out who.
Call it a drabby.
Next. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Time now to open up the entertainment page brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome, super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Don't forget to enter the code JUNKIES and you get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
All right, I just want to just get back to the Aaron Rodgers thing for 1 second before I move on to the EP. Here's the reason why I think the Rodgers thing could be protracted. He's an aloof weirdo that doesn't talk to his family. If you're willing to go that hard against your family, I'm quite sure he's willing to tell the Packers to F off until he gets what he wanted. I'm telling you. I see this could be weird. Not predicting anything, but I could see it. He's different than an average guy just doing like a contract negotiation, you know? He's a weirdo.
But does that make you think that he has no loyalty? If he doesn't like his family, he's certainly not going to care about the Packers.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, couldn't care less.
So well, that's why he's –
and I could see him holding out whatever, as long as he wants.
It's certainly possible. It's certainly possible, but he was so pissed off last year that they didn't come to him and say, we're going to draft Jordan Love.
Yeah.
All right. And
he's still pissed off.
And he played.
Yeah, but then I would just call
his bluff. That's all I would do.
Yeah, and that's what
unless a team came to me and just gave me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Right. Listen, I'm not saying the Packers aren't in a tough spot. They're in an impossible spot. Because what do you do?
I don't know. Who knows what the line of communication is between them?
But if that weirdo hates him the way and is that resentful? Yep. He's the kind. If you're so resentful that you won't talk to your family, and I don't know of any abuse or anything. Like something's obviously run amok there with the family.
Yeah.
But that's a big red flag.
Well, I know this. If I'm the Martys, I'm calling Green Bay every day. Every day.
Yeah.
And I'm asking, what is it going to take to get this done?
Right.
Anyway, I'm going to call them every single
record with that I could see this going sideways because Aaron Rodgers is an aloof weirdo. He's not just a regular guy looking for more money, in my opinion.
Did you see him and his Hollywood actress girlfriend or fiance?
Shailene Woodley?
At the Derby.
I did. I saw the pictures.
I didn't see any of the Derby stuff, remember? Saw none of it.
Well, I mean, they didn't show it on the TV. But
yeah.
They were just – he was hanging out with a bunch of Packers.
Yeah.
And old Packers hanging out with all their wives and girlfriends.
Well, I'm sure he's tight with all the guys. You know what I mean? I'm sure he has his guys.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. They're not going to do it soon because they've got some crazy cap hit if they do it before. I think it's July 1st.
I don't even know what they could do, to be honest with you. Like, thank God I'm not a Packers fan. I have no idea what they could do.
I had heard it was a $39 million cap hit if they traded him.
I think it's actually more of a hit for them to trade him by like $1 million than it is for him to play for the team.
Well, isn't my understanding that he's not necessarily demanding a trade? He wants a GM gone. He wants that dude stripped of his powers.
Okay.
So that's my understanding of what the deal is.
Well,
if I'm running the Packers, that's the easiest
size for that GM.
That's the easiest move ever. I walk down the executive suite and I go into the GM's office and I say, "Thank you for your time.
Right.
We're siding with Aaron Rodgers."
I don't think it's just money.
Happy trails.
I think he wants that GM fired. It's me or the GM.
Right.
I think that's what
it's
coming down to.
Well, that would be an easy decision. But again, I just think it's hard to trade him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I don't think they can maybe because of all that but firing the GM, that's what I think is what he really wants. All right, getting into EP, JP teased the bad body story, but I think that's burying the lead.
I don't think so.
I think the lead story
is
shocker. Guess who J-Lo has been She hasn't really been spotted with him yet, but this guy's been hopping in and out of her white Escalade.
I don't need to guess. I know, Ricky.
All right, I don't know, so don't tell me.
I'm not going to say anything.
He's been hopping in and out of her Escalade. They've been picking him up at, like, random locations.
It's not the only thing he's hopping in and out of. I can guarantee you.
Exactly.
I would guarantee you that.
So who?
Is this another athlete?
Nope.
No.
Who is J-Lo potentially, I don't know, being a little bit more serious with now, since she's
All right, give me a hint. Give me a hint.
A former beau.
Former boyfriend?
Yeah.
I think I know. I think I saw it.
How about?
I'll let Jason guess.
You want to guess?
You love one of his movies. Love one of his movies.
Don't say what it is. He's an
actor.
Remember.
He loves more than one of his movies.
Yes, he does love more, but I was thinking of the Pueblo.
No, no, she dated. Didn't she date? Is it Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
Yes, Richie.
She dated Affleck.
Ben Affleck swooping in all of a sudden, and you know, like Cake said, jumping in and out of that. They say that the Escalade's been seen dropping him off at her house for like 3 or 4 hours at a time on multiple occasions. Security picks him up at a nearby location, drops him off after spending a few hours at her house. He's allegedly visited Lopez 3 times since she returned to L.A. from shooting her new film, Shotgun Wedding.
He didn't need a few hours. He only needed about 8 minutes.
That's all he needed.
Yeah, puddle time.
Now, some are saying they're just friends. They've never not been friends. But I don't know. Where there's smoke, there's fire, Cakes.
Yes, they're together. Come on. Please.
I mean, can you
already know what's happening here.
Right. Big Ben getting in there. He's about – who's the guitarist that was tagged? What's the guy's name? That was tagging all the celebrity – all the girl like –
John Mayer.
John Mayer. Who's got a bigger dumpster? John Mayer or Ben Affleck?
It's probably a photo finish.
Right.
But yeah. Are you hating him for that?
No, I'm not hating him for it. I mean, they just mow through chicks there in Hollywood. I mean, right? I mean, who's mows through them more?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I'm sure Leo.
Leo's had a bunch.
Leo, for sure. I heard some 23-year-old kid yesterday on a podcast. 23-year-old kid, like a TikTok star. Mm-hmm. He said he's had so far 160 conquests.
It's a pretty healthy clip.
Well, he keeps track of it. He keeps track of it on his phone.
Right.
That would take Cakes, you know, 80 lifetimes.
What are you listening to?
Yeah.
I'll tell you during the break.
You know what? That kid's a loser.
TikTok star.
Yeah, TikTok podcast. Star. TikTok star on a podcast.
Yeah, trying to recapture your youth.
No, he loves the Paul brothers.
No. Hey, mark that down for another reason EB thinks he's 17 again.
I don't think I'm 17 again. I wish I did. Believe me.
But what would interest you about a TikTok's podcast? A TikTok
it's,
star's
it's
podcast.
It's actually Portnoy's podcast that he does with one of these TikTok kids. And I'm very fascinated by Portnoy, to be honest with you. I think it,
so he was
interviewing a kid.
It was interviewing. Oh.
Yeah.
Did he talk about the money, how much money he's got?
He said they asked him, how much would it take for you to sell your TikTok account?
Mm-hmm.
He said $100 million. That's how valuable it is to him.
Can you tell me the name of the TikTok kid?
I don't even know.
Well, I can tell you it's not that valuable. I'm with certainty. I don't even know who this is. But I know his TikTok is not worth $100 million.
No, it might not be now, but if those guys are making $20 million a year, Cakes.
Yeah, you know what?
Kids are making, like, that kind of money.
Yeah, they are.
You know, if anyone wants my social media, you can have it for
$5,000.
Yeah. I'll sell mine to the lowest bidder.
Yeah, I'll give you all of my social media.
Right. All right. So the shirtless pick that has the boys, I guess they're feeling good about themselves because 52-year-old Will Smith was photographed out and about where he just had, I don't know what, he's wearing like tights, like tight shorts,
okay,
and like a sweat jacket, and he's just got the ultimate dad bod going. And did Will Smith, did he play Muhammad Ali?
Yes.
Yeah. Was he all
he was cut up.
He looked silly.
Right. So, I don't know. He said it's the worst shape of his life. He does look a little dumpy, but I mean, you know, he's 52. What do you expect? We all look like that.
Why did he post that?
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
People are doing that I don't care bit. You know? People love to do that. Like, just just looking post
vulnerable. The punt bit. They're doing it's also attention.
It's all attention seekers.
Yeah, but why do you want negative attention like that?
Yeah, some people don't care.
Ask Rom. That's all he ever gets.
Right. Billy.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Everybody, I don't care. He does not care.
That's so funny.
I mean, is he wearing underwear in that pic? It's a weird picture, man.
It looks like boxer briefs, but they're not even that boxerish. Like they're very short.
They're very short.
Well, like some sort of like Euro shorts or something. But I mean, it's not like he looks heinous. If you go to the beach, you see 10,000 people look worse.
That looks like Ocean City right there.
Yeah, but I mean, you see way worse. Typically, you want to feel good about yourself, just go to the beach, because everyone looks terrible. Except for, like, the teenagers.
I saw a guy last night sitting at the table at Raku in Bethesda. Walked by. His belly, and I'm not lying.
Yeah.
His belly stuck out about 6 feet.
Right.
Do you know how much sushi he put in that belly last night? Or over the weekend?
No. I don't think he eats sushi. I think he eats burgers. And about 12 of them.
He just took a wrong turn into the sushi spot.
And I was looking at him, and he struggled to take steps, and I was thinking, this guy is miserable every time he wakes up.
Well, also, every day they're they're numbered.
That's what I mean. He's just miserable.
Big time.
I mean, I can't imagine the energy it takes for that guy to just take a walk.
Every single one.
Yeah.
I'll never get like that. If I get like that, shoot me.
Right. Hey, did you know that Drabby joined me on the keto diet?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, Drabby got on the scale, and it was an eye-opener for him.
Yeah, he told me his number this morning. Yeah, he was very distraught.
Yeah.
Like Bitcoin, I hit an all-time high.
Right.
Yeah, but Bitcoin hitting that all-time high is a positive.
Dude, I did my phone call. I thought I was supposed to do the read today for Magic Spoon cereal. I got it delivered over the weekend. It's amazing. I'm not even kidding. The fruity, their sort of version of Fruit Loops, unreal. All I'm going to do is eat fruity cereal, and I'm going to just still shed pounds.
Delicious.
It's silly. It's only 4 grams of carbs, and it's 14 grams of protein. So I'm actually going to build muscle, and I'm going to lose weight eating cereal.
And get paid for it.
And get paid. And get
beautiful.
Well, that's the best part.
Drabby said he wants to. He thinks that we should contact him and have a breakfast bar here, so we could just eat cereal during the show.
Butt size for that. When I come, I'm coming back in like 8 days. I'm butt size for a keto breakfast bar.
Well, I already sent the email, but I don't want some nubs thing where they send like 4 boxes. Like, I want the Howard Stern treatment where we just have endless supply of cereal around.
Well, it should look like the Continental Breakfast in a hotel.
Exactly.
Like, where they have it's stacked up in a container that's this high, and you stick
fruity.
Your bowl under it and pull the lever out and fill up your bowl.
Hey, what happened to our omelet station?
Whatever happened to that?
You could do that, too.
I'm desperate for that.
Hey, Jason, have you jumped on the shiitake mushroom thing since I told you about that?
No,
the
I can't bring
shiitake mushrooms.
The secret of
I can't bring myself.
Power.
Tiger sashimi.
What? You can't.
I can't bring myself to eat mushrooms.
What about regular nubber, just like white mushrooms? It has to be a shiitake mushroom.
My understanding is shiitakes; those are the ones that are silly.
Hmm.
What makes them so silly?
You told me that this was the cancer reducer.
It's. I think it reduces your. They did a study. Now it's just one study. I'm sure you can find a million, but this one study showed that it reduced your cancer risk by 40%. One shiitake mushroom a day.
Might be worth it.
Oh, you don't have to eat a rack of them. Just eat one shiitake a day.
Who's going to eat just one mushroom a day? That's bizarre.
We've now been incorporating it in my broccoli. Like, we just chop it up, put it in the broccoli every night. Or we chop it up,
and you probably don't even taste it.
I actually love mushrooms.
Yeah, mushrooms are delicious.
Yes, they
mushrooms
are
silly.
You know how silly a mushroom cap is stuffed with crab?
Oh, it's amazing. So good.
I've been just with, like, cheese.
Now, the crab is the better part, but the mushroom is fine, too.
I could eat cheese and spinach. Silly.
No, I couldn't eat that. Sorry.
I could eat just plain mushrooms. I just eat them. I put them in my salad. Shiitake.
I can't eat shiitake.
I'm all shiitake sushi. All the time. I don't eat those white, useless mushrooms. I eat the shiitakes.
Are shiitakes expensive?
I don't know. Who cares? You want to live or you want to die? I think it's like $4.
Well, I mean, you're telling me I'm going to...
Jason's putting a price on his
life. I mean, it's a price.
You're telling me I'm going to die if I don't eat shiitakes?
Well, it's going to
die early?
Reduce your cancer risk by 40%. I'm all day, every one shiitake a day.
There's got to be something else that also does the
blueberries, Ricky. So many antioxidants in the blueberries.
Crush blueberries. Yeah.
Shiitake a day keeps the cancer away.
Yes. Right, exactly. You guys can eat your apples. I'm eating a shiitake.
Apple.
I'm eating blueberries.
I eat the blueberries too.
I got some blueberries in the fridge. I'm going to crush about 40 of them during the next break.
All right, that's it. I entertained you, Cakes.
Yes,
I
was entertained.
I'm like
freaking
undefeated. Amazing. Amazing. All right, don't go anywhere.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know that phrase, when it rains, it pours? So I got the air conditioner I got to replace. I never even parked at Colonial Parking. And in the last month, with me catching COVID, my mom passing and all this stuff, I didn't pay attention to it. But because I went into the studio and signed up for the parking, it automatically started charging me.
Oh.
And you have to give them 30 days notice. So I'm going to have to pay for a place that I've never parked. 2 months I paid for a place that I've never parked at because I got COVID the day that I was going to start it.
Hmm. Where was this?
It was a parking lot across the street, and this is before Jason set things up with Homewood, right?
Yep.
And Ben is cool, and maybe I'm going to get a refund for this month. But I slept on it with everything happening in my life. I'd signed up for it to start right after, you know, I started going back to the studio. But right after I started going back to the studio, I got COVID and then was at my mom's house and all this stuff happened. And all of a sudden, I get a bill for that. I'm like, what? Mm. I've never even parked there one day. And that would be the second month I would pay because I paid for a month.
Well, that's where you lobby for a refund. But right. Look, I've had a lot of stuff going on of late.
Isn't it your fault, though?
Because it is my fault, technically.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't know. You were supposed to start.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, you got
and no, so I'm not trying to get a refund for the first month. But when I saw a bill for May,
but they don't
I was
know.
Like, I understand
Well, maybe
that.
They will hook you and refund you because, you know, they might feel bad for you because you got the COVID.
They're not going to feel bad for him. They don't care.
They don't care about JP.
They don't care. But look, Ben's cool. Care. You know, maybe I'll get a refund. I'm just saying it's in kind of this,
everything from new air conditioning unit to flat tire to now this, and then even a small thing, I just was realizing during the break, I was like, you know what? Somebody was really cool, our boy Chuck Lee, and gave me $100 to Uber Eats. Mm-hmm. I have no idea where it is. I think it was a Facebook message or maybe a direct message.
That's like ripping up $100 bill in somebody's face, which is very disrespectful.
During the break, I was looking through Facebook inbox. I can't find it. Don't know where it is.
Yeah.
I'd be searching for that.
Anyway, that's not as bad a beat as this DJ who worked in St. Louis at a country music station. So he thought he was doing the big team move. And he got a tattoo of his station, WIL, on his arm. All right, so, you know, kind of a station hero. Hey, I'm going to pimp the product. Boom, it's right here on my bicep.
That's a radio wacky if I've ever heard
one. He did it on his
one.
Arm, right? Radio wacky. The next week he got fired.
Oh. Well, he's an idiot.
Of course. What did he get fired for? They say
no lack of production.
I mean, do you know did that exactly
he was half of a morning drive show.
Okay, right.
Mason and Remy. And apparently,
they just wanted Mason or they just wanted Remy. You know what? We've worked for this company for 25 years. None of us would ever get a tattoo that's Odyssey or a WJFK tattoo or a fan tattoo.
For extra cash, I would.
Wait a second.
Well, for a lot of money, maybe.
You didn't get a free FM tattoo.
No, I did not get a free FM tattoo.
What a campaign that was.
No, I'm going to give you a comparison, though. And I'll admit, this is. It, you know, it makes me look bad, okay? But, well, you know, when we were at HFS and I bought my Corvette, right? So in the early 2000s, 2003, whatever, I wanted so desperately to get a personalized plate.
You wanted a vanity plate?
By the way, personalized plates are so
because
goofy
they're the
and
worst.
What was it going to say? Was it going to say
so dumb?
E-Bizzle?
No, it could have just said EB Junkies or something like that, okay? I did. I thought it in my head, but I never would do it because of the jinx factor. I would never do it. And that's just like a
I thought you were going to say because of the Joan factor.
Yeah, no, I don't care joning. About that. But I didn't. I would never do it because of the jinx factor. I would never get a tattoo. That's, I mean.
Right.
I mean, a vanity plate you could take off. I could just throw it away and get a new one. But, I mean, a tattoo, that's just insane.
Unless I was getting paid extra, I would never even think about it.
Yeah. I mean, it would have to be a substantial amount of money.
I think people are so All right. into tattoos, they're just looking for anything.
Cakes, 25K. Would you
Where's
do it?
The tat? Where's it going?
On your silly bicep.
Yeah.
25 large.
No one ever sees his bicep. He didn't. Yeah, yeah. That's a. You should do it.
I mean, it's not going to be on your face.
I would do it. 100%.
Right.
Like exactly.
raise 25K from all the sponsors, and I'll get it put on my silly 7.5-inch Python.
Right. Wait. Then you make more money for the tattoo removal, which he'll definitely be doing.
Yeah,
spots
I'll monetize the whole thing.
If you watch Katy Perry, you don't quite realize, but yeah, I watch American Idol. When she raises her big arm, you see right here. She has it inside, like on the bicep. She has, like, I don't know, words. I don't know what it says. Who cares? But you could do that, Cakes. You could put it on the inside of your bicep, and nobody would
know. No, you got to do it on the outside. It's stupid to put it on the inside.
Didn't you want, Cakes?
But my point was you would
do it for some money. Didn't you want a barbed wire tattoo at one point, Cakes?
Of course. When I was younger, I wanted either a barbed wire or a Tasmanian devil. I was stupid. Right. I was smart enough not to do it, though.
God, I wish he had a Taz on his
own. So
smart enough not to get myself tatted.
Right.
Well, at least you don't have a Target tattoo. Like when we worked at HFS, we met Spam for the first time.
That one threw
And he was nice. He was a big fan of the show, and they
nice
were kind of greeting us, welcome to the station.
He was a good guy.
And then he was like, just so you guys don't forget my name. And he raises his shirt, and boom, Spam.
We were a weird fit for some of the people at HFS.
Yeah, they didn't understand
what was going
on.
Just a weird fit, that's all. What are you going to do?
Right. Well,
we didn't wear kilts.
Well, the guy's got a W. Can he change his tattoo to something like resurrected? So it's WIL, I believe, was the station. I mean, I guess he could write William.
Did he do that because he lost a bet? Or why would he do it?
I think Wacky radio promotions.
Right. Maybe he got paid for it.
Well, I mean, it's no different than guys that get tattoos of girls they've been seeing for 3 weeks, you know, or whatever. I mean, you got to be an idiot.
Yeah, but a radio guy should know better. Especially
should
one on
know
a
better.
Music DJ.
Well, he might be able to monetize it. if he contacts William Sonoma because he has the WIL already.
Maybe. Maybe he could make some money off of it. I don't know. What a terrible bit. Terrible idea by him.
He's just a dummy. He's just a dum-dum.
Right.
What are you going to do? They're all over the world.
I often think about it. Would I get a tattoo if I got paid? You'd have to pay me a lot. Because I just think.
Well, I mean, if it was somewhere that was hidden, you
doesn't
you
Drabby have one? Drabby, do you have one on your butt cheek or something? Or
no. I treat my body like a temple.
I have very high thresholds for tattoos and taking a cruise. Tattoo 25K, cruise 50K.
Oh, you
at Money Metal Cakes? DM me.
Oh, I would do it for less than 50.
Cakes would do it.
Hey, I'm setting my prices.
I'm
nothing wrong with that.
I don't want to be stuck on
it. Would hurt, big ass but boat. It would hurt, but I would do it for less than 50.
Oh, I don't think you'd worry too much about the pain because you would get it like on a fleshy part of your body where it wouldn't hurt as much.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, boys, we got to get out of here for Bish Bucks, EB Cakes. I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.